This is Soren Hardheart, just back from the far Shiver Peaks, and you're listening to Guildcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to this 96th and final episode of Guildcast for March 4th, 2008. I'm your host, Sean. Well, that's the last time I'm going to be able to say that in this context, and it's actually pretty surreal. As you can guess, this being the final Guildcast show, there will be nothing about game tips or news or anything really too Guild Wars related, but this show is my personal farewell to the show itself and to the listeners. And it contains some stories about the development of Guildcast, like the history of the show. And it's also mixed up with some recording that I did during Canuga a few weeks ago with a few other listeners. So we'll start off with the list of people who waited to be mentioned until this last episode. They include Alpha Beta Delta, Sierra Siren Song, Darken Rahl, Firen Centaur, Hyper NL, Trickster Maximus, Demolition Dave, Freya Bladestorm, Purple Flip, Johnny Indo, and Albert Algorn. So before I get into the sadness of saying goodbye to everyone, I just wanted to kick this show off on a cheerful, hopefully entertaining note. So I'm going to play a recording, which is actually a mix of recordings that I did a few weeks ago at the Guildcast finale event during Canuga in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You'll hear the voices of me, Lady Sinea, Sarah, Brad, Liz, and Doc. And I also wanted to thank Sufuni Katal for meeting up with us on Saturday, even though you won't hear his voice on any of the recordings, but we did go out to eat with him, and he's a listener. And he actually picked us up and drove us out to eat, which is really cool of him. So I just wanted to say thanks to him. So after these recordings, I will play a short goodbye segment that was done by Goose for this final show. Enjoy! So are we having fun yet?
Yes.
Sarah, how do you feel about Canuga?
I love it.
Period. Lady Sinea, are you having fun at Canuga?
Yes.
Where are we going?
Where are we going?
Because the car is
over there.
Okay.
We're gonna see the horses.
This is a very nice town.
The three of us make up about 33% of the attendance of Canuga. So guys, you want to introduce yourselves and everything?
Well, I'm Brad, former host of Ringcast and MMO Addict.
And I'm Sean. You might not know me, but I do a couple podcasts. I'm thinking about doing a podcast, actually. There's an intro to podcasting thing tomorrow. I think I'm going to attend it.
I think there's some people from Guildcast and Ringcast supposed to be there.
Yeah, I heard about that.
No one told us or anybody else. I don't think they even told the hosts.
So that is going to be awesome. And we're actually going to record a little bit of that. So.
Yes.
It's gonna be sweet.
You'll be special.
For one day. Or an hour.
My mommy tells me I'm special all the time.
She lied.
I'm Sinea, trying to pretend that I'm not here amongst all the geeks.
But she blends in so well.
She's in geek denial. There are many people here who are not in geek denial, believe me.
Okay, I'm a geek, but at least I'm not a nerd.
Yep. We're wearing a vault cardboard box armor set.
Yes, at least I'm not dressed up like my character.
Or as a furry.
Which will be in the video version of this.
Which will have a, must be 17 and over to view.
Yeah. That's that guy right there. Yeah. So who else we got here?
My name is Liz. I'm Brad's wife, former co-host of Ringcast, and an MMO addict too.
Yeah.
And who are you?
Who's that Sarah with a five.
I'm Sarah, and I don't do anything.
Should be our cameraman.
Camera woman.
She's the emotional support and makes snarky comments.
Yeah.
I can do that.
if you haven't been to a con yet, you should definitely go just to watch the people and bring your camera.
Yes, people watching.
Yes, actually, it has been. I've been enjoying myself and having a lot of fun watching all the weirdos.
Because it'll make you feel so much better about your own personal nerddom.
Hey, speaking of weirdos.
Hey, what's up? We were not talking about you.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, and we also have Doc with us now. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello.
We really, really need a video version of this.
Surprisingly not, we haven't not been drinking.
Yeah, I have
well,
water.
I'm shy.
Yeah.
We definitely, we should have a video camera on us.
I'm sorry.
Well, pull your chair up over here so you can talk to us.
If you
yeah.
I'm sure we can still hear him.
He talks to us all the other times, but now he won't talk to us when there's a little baby recorder.
So this was pretty surprising. We came here, and we came here Friday, and there was, like, nobody here. And we found our tables. We found there's a Ringcast and a Guildcast table, which is pretty exciting because it makes us feel special for about a minute. So I've been handing out, well, not handing out. I put a bunch of stickers down on the table for anyone to get, and they're... We counted them, and one has been taken. And I think Sarah took that one. So.
I did. It's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. It's like they're about to record, too. Oh, look at that.
Look at, they have, like, this, they're, like, awesome, like, high-tech setup, and they, okay, and, like, so we're here with a little tiny
IO. We have, like, a $10 yeah. recorder.
Right now, we're sitting next to people who are recording a podcast,
we
and they have...
They have a mixing board.
They have a mixing board, they have a laptop, they have several nice-looking microphones, and we have...
We have two tin cans and a piece of string.
Exactly.
We're all huddled around Sean's little iAudio 2 megabyte.
Yeah, those guys are in the wrong place. This is the Kanuga version of recording right here. Okay, what were you saying, Sarah?
Okay. Do you remember the girl in the wedding dress?
Yeah.
And the older woman from the LARPs thing with the gray hair that was like, I've never been LARPing before, but I'd like to.
Yeah.
Okay, so I go in the bathroom, and they're standing in front of the mirror, and the older woman is brushing this younger girl's hair. And I'm like, oh, okay.
It's called grooming.
Right. So I'm in the bathroom, and then I hear the older woman say, I would have never thought that I would be at a convention brushing some stranger's hair.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. And then she's like, okay, what kind of style would you like? A French braid? And the girl's like, yeah, I've never done this before.
Oh.
And I'm like, what
exactly.
could be unfolding? I'm scared. I need to get out of here.
I told her she'd brought her video camera.
Yeah.
She could be making some serious money.
I'm washing my hair, and they're still like, she's brushing her hair, and she's like, do you want it like this? Or like this? And I'm like,
You know, it must be something about the bathrooms here, because when I was in the bathroom over there, there was, I don't know if there was one or two people in the stall, but there was talking going on. And it was whispering. It was like, and they could have been on the phone, I guess.
Were they using safety words?
Greetings, guildies and extended guildies. Big Daddy Goose here. Kind of sad right now, for obvious reasons. Last show of the podcast, I just wanted to chime in real quick just for a minute, just to leave you with one final basic. That basic is, you can make this game great. Guild Wars is a community game. It's an MMO, massively multiplayer. Multiplayer means interaction. This is not a single-player game played by millions of people at the same time. This is a community. Players interacting with other players. Now, everyone listening to this podcast right now has officially become the Guildcast representative for all future players. With Guild Wars 2 on the way in and this podcast on the way out, new players coming into Guild Wars are probably going to be lost in the shuffle. That's where you come in. Just remember, you're not alone. A lot of people out there think they are. And they're going to need people like you, players like you, to remind them that there's good people out there. It's your duty to keep this game fun and entertaining something that'll stay alive for years to come. So people coming in that need a tip or a trick or advice or help running a mission or a quest or anything, they're going to need you. I wanted to encourage everyone to keep an eye out for newcomers, keep an eye out for ways that you can be more of an encouragement to other players and more of an encouragement to the Guild Wars community to keep it alive for years to come. And hopefully I'll still see you out there. So for now, this is Big Daddy Goose signing off. Have fun, guys.
Guildcast has been quite a trip for me. It's honestly amazing to think about what I've done and where I've gone and who I've met as a result of simply recording myself talk about an online game. If I had created this as Guild Blog or something like that, it would have never had the same impact. But the fact that I recorded my voice and brought the personalization up to that level, it really enhanced the rest of the content for the information that I provided. It added a whole new level of entertainment, or at least I hope it did. In episode 50, I talked about myself, so I'm not going to do that again. And in the last episode, we heard Lady Sinea talk about herself and how Guildcast has impacted her. Well, I want to approach this episode more from that standpoint, but also I wanted to mainly talk about some of the greatest moments that I remember both in-game and out-of-game, with some never-before-told behind-the-scenes stories thrown in for some good measure. I had also thought about thanking the individual people who played the biggest role in Guildcast's development over the last 2 years, but then I realized I would inevitably forget someone or leave someone out. So let's just say you know who you are, every one of you who have contributed a segment, gave advice, wrote in an email, helped me in-game with anything, gave me contest prizes, helped me run the Guildcast guilds, just anything. And of course, all of you listening right now. This was always deemed a community podcast, and I'd like to think it certainly succeeded in that. So let's start from the beginning. I started this podcast with less than 3 months' experience in this game. I relied mostly on research for content and editing to make me sound halfway knowledgeable. Well, the editing part hasn't changed, although it has gotten a little bit easier. But after a while, I tended to rely more on experience for the content end of things. We all have our memories of Guild Wars when we first started, right? For some, this was in beta, and for some, it was last week. Well, no matter which one, you will still remember your first impressions of this game, and what drew you in, or kept you here for so long. Guild Wars was my first real online role-playing game, and I say first real because I had played online games before, including BBSs and MUDs and things like that, but nothing in the context that we think of online role-playing games today. My very first character was an Ellie named Havana Crimson. I really have no idea why I named her that. She did have red hair, so that might be where the crimson part came, but I just thought it was cool at the time. So if you remember that name from about 2.5 years ago, let me just apologize right now, because I'm sure I wasn't too good. So about an hour into stumbling my way through Ascalon City, trying to figure out what everything was, and if those people in front of me were actually real people, or if they were NPCs, or whatever, someone offered to help me. I didn't ask for the help, as I'm a pretty introverted person by nature, but this person offered to help me for some strange reason. I don't know, maybe it was just painfully obvious that I was a complete noob. Well, eventually we left the city, and this person, who is a ranger with a pet, Melandrew Stalker, actually, which at the time I thought was really cool, they took me out to see the other cities in Pre-Searing Ascalon, which I was not aware of. I remember one of the first questions they asked me is, so how long have you been playing Guild Wars? And my response was, about an hour. I don't remember this person's name, or even much about what they looked like exactly. I do remember, though, how incredibly thankful I was for their help. Because I remember I was lagging really badly. I had an older computer, and my character was skipping around, jumping here and there. And it was pretty hard for me to keep up with this person, but they even asked me if I was lagging, and they said that they'd wait up for me. Well, I ended up playing with this person for probably 2 hours that night, and then they graciously asked me if I'd like to join their guild. And this was my very first guild. Again, I don't remember the name, but I didn't understand what guild chat was, and I didn't know what the green writing was, and I didn't really even know what a guild was at that time, so none of it really stuck with me. This person, as indirectly as it might have been, eventually inspired me to make Guildcast a few months later. Because at that time, when I first started playing Guild Wars, I was actually doing another podcast, the comedy radio one I was mentioning in the past. I think it was episode 50 I talked about that one. And I remember thinking about how great it was to have someone help me with this game without holding my hand and showing me a map of exactly where to go or what to do. So that right there was the exact premise of Guildcast when I first started it. Just helping people out without holding their hand. Anyway, from there I eventually left that guild when I got to Pike and Square. And there was a guy there recruiting for his guild, claiming that it had a guild hall, cape, PvP, GVG, and a website. Ooh, a website. At the time I figured, hey, this has got to be an established guild of, experienced professionals, right? I mean, who has a website for their guild? That's crazy. Well, I joined this guild, and I somehow thought that getting into a guild in this higher level area, again, Pike and Square, would somehow be a completely new and more fulfilling experience. Well, even though this wasn't entirely true, I did learn a lot from these guys. They taught me how to PvP with my then level 13 warrior Walmart special. I think he was right around there, 13, 14. I remember on Vent, which was also my first experience with voice chat, they were complaining to each other about how I was only level 13 and I need to reroll a PvP character to be max level. And I had absolutely no idea what they were talking about. I had no clue. And they didn't really have the patience to show me and walk me through all that, explain how PvP characters work and all that stuff. I had no idea. So they just took me out at the low-level warrior that I was. They just took me out anyway, which in retrospect was kind of a silly idea. But this was where I got my mysterious one fame that I had. For about a year and a half, I maintained that one fame. Needless to say, I left that group of guys not long after starting the podcast. There was a lot of fighting in the guild, and there was complaining and yelling, and they had this thing that they would do where they'd say, "I'll eat your soul," or something like that, which apparently was something that all the kids were saying at the time, I'm not sure. But it just got to be way too much for me. It was way too much immaturity. So by this time, I'm up to the Maguma jungle, and I'm level 20, I'm thinking I'm pretty tough. So my friend Jatoma and I decided to start our own guild, which we actually did. He actually bought the guild from someone else in Lion's Arch, and the name of the guild, I forgot the name of the guild, something about Hatchet Riders or something like that, but I remember we just hated the name, and we were like, well, we got it for cheap, so we might as well just keep it. But we thought we were pretty tough. We had four members, all of which he worked with in real life. We played a few times together. I remember we played through a lot of the area around Lion's Arch and through the Maguma Jungle and all that. But none of us really knew what we were doing. We just thought we were cool because we had our own guild. So, how much better can you get than that? Well, at this time, I was pretty early on in the podcast. I'm guessing episode 3 or 4, maybe 2 even, I don't know. But I got an email from someone named Oh No, a Monk. And he said that he listened to the show and he loved it. So I was insanely grateful for that, since I think at the time I had maybe 30 listeners. And I also think maybe Oh No, a Monk didn't realize that I was so such a noob. Well, Oh No, a Monk introduced me to his guild, which was Lost. And we played through my very first Titan mission before I had even finished the game yet. So I had no idea what I was doing. I got no experience for this Titan mission. But I still learned a lot. I learned what real cooperation was, and coordination and camaraderie, and what it can mean in this game. It completely opened up a whole new level of understanding for me as to why people love online role-playing games with other people, the massively multiplayer part. And to tell you the truth, before that, I was mainly into leveling my character and just getting the cool-looking gear. And that's pretty much it. I'm still like that a little bit today, but playing with good people is just a whole new world. And if you're new to this game still, and you haven't had a chance to do that, and you're still running around with heroes and henchies, I highly suggest getting a good guild. It just really makes this game. So I stayed in Lost for maybe a few months. I'm not even sure. I don't think it was even a year. But even to this day, I learned more from those guys than I ever had before. So even though some of those guys don't even play Guild Wars anymore, I wanted to thank them after all this time for really showing me what a real guild is like. These guys were also the first to really help support the podcast when I was starting out and what I was doing with it. Because I remember I was telling the guild leader, Spider, about some of my ideas for what I wanted to do with the show, and he was really supportive. He not only offered me web hosting on his website for free, but most of the members were the first to give me some of the great contest prizes for the upcoming Guildcast contest that I was going to hold. Now, I never took Spider up on the web hosting thing because I had my own hosting at this time, but I was still really grateful nonetheless. Now, when I left Lost, it was right after Factions released, somewhere around May, I think, of 2006. And the only reason I did leave them was to create my own guild for the podcast, and that, of course, was Guildcast Listeners United. This guild, as I've mentioned before, was created to hold the Guildcast contests and the tournaments more effectively, using our guild hall and all that stuff. Contests were a big part of the Guildcast community back then, and I really enjoyed doing them. The major tournament that I had initially planned, it eventually fell through, which made some people mad. I got a few angry emails, but we did continue on with more contests just about every week or so after that. Guildcast Listeners United eventually got so big that it had to be broken into two guilds, and then I would say its downfall began. No more was I doing contests or really even participating with the guild as much as I always had. I've always had these bouts of boredom with the game, and the PMs that I was getting around this time were just quickly becoming overwhelming. There would be times when I was in a group with others, and I would spend my entire mission just answering PMs and not even really participating in the fighting. And this also led me to miss what was happening in the storyline. You know, I never knew what I even did to complete the mission or bonus, but I just stuck with it because I figured, what a thing to complain about, having too many people seeking my advice or too many people being nice to me or saying, "Hi, Sean," or "I love your podcast." I mean, that's nothing to complain about. But I would go back and forth between the pride of being so proud of where I stood in the community there, where people were looking up to me and all that. And then I would go to helplessness when it came to the overwhelming amount of people who needed my help. I think this might be one of the main reasons that I never enjoyed Factions as much as I should have, because I never really played it. I just followed people around and answered PMs throughout every mission. Eventually, when I went back and I did a lot of those missions over again, that's when I realized, wow, this game is really beautiful. You know, this is a gorgeous game. And plus, I found myself a lot not even knowing what I was doing in these missions. You know, I would go with other people and they would say, "Hey, you've done this mission before, right? So why don't you lead us?" And I'll just be like, "I don't remember because I didn't participate. I was staring at the chat log the whole time, answering PMs and following people around." And that gets to be a real problem. I know this all sounds so dramatic and selfish, and I agree, it is very selfish. I realize that now, but I'm an introverted person, and I just always have been. I've been pretty shy all throughout high school and all that. And I'm not really cut out to be a leader or a socialite at all. I'm not good with crowds. I'm not good with, talking to people. And I know that sounds, you're listening to me talk right now for the last 96 shows, and you're thinking, what is he talking about? But it's the truth. That's just the way I am. And it was for this reason that even something as simple as getting 5 PMs from 5 different people in the first 30 seconds that I connected, it was just too much for me. I'd turn away from groups who wanted to play with me. I'd set myself offline as soon as I connected. I mean, I would race to turn, to press N to get to that friends menu so that I could click on offline and get myself offline before somebody PM'd me. And I just found myself back in that mentality of only leveling my character with Heroes and Henchies. Not because I didn't know any better this time, which was what was happening the first time I was playing just with Heroes and Henchies. But this time, I was overexposed to everything. And it was just really getting the better part of me. Well, it was around this time that I told Lady Sinea that I was done with Guildcast. I couldn't take the attention anymore, and I just wanted to do other things. This was in December of 2006. Yeah, over a year ago. I told her that my plans were going to be to carry the show out until 65, number 65, which would end up being right around mid-February or so. Well, two things happened to change my mind with this whole thing, and they really helped to renew my outlook for Guildcast and for podcasting in general. The first of these was episode 63. This was the explicit episode where I just let go and told my thoughts on what was driving me crazy about people in this game. It really helped let off some steam when I did this episode, and it also got rave reviews from many of the listeners. I remember I got emails from kids saying that they thought it was exactly what needed to be said. I got emails from housewives who told me they didn't mind the cursing. And I even got an email, if I remember correctly, I tried to look back and find this email. I couldn't find it. But I got an email from a nun in a convent telling me how much she loved that episode, but just don't do it again, please. Well, the other thing that really helped me see the light during this time was Lady Sinea. She and I had some heart-to-hearts about the direction of the show and how I was burning myself out on the show and the game and just trying to mix the two and just how much it was really getting to me. This is when she suggested that I just start doing the show every other week or just whenever the heck I feel like it instead of killing myself for a schedule of every week while still trying to maintain a few hours of gameplay every day and the full-time job that I had. It was sometimes 10, 12, 14 hours a day. So I did it. I just cut back. I ignored most of the angry emails I got after that, and I just did it on my own time. It really rejuvenated my love for the game, but most importantly, the podcast. But I must say, keeping the podcast going was one of the best moves that I ever made, because that last year, all throughout 2007, was the best year ever for the show, and I'm so glad that I never stopped doing it while I was angry at something. You know, stopping the podcast when I'm fed up with things is just not the way to do it, because I know I would have regretted that. So it was during this year that I met listeners for the first time, which is amazing to me, and this included Lady Sinea herself. This was in San Francisco at the first meet. This was an incredible experience for me because it made everything so much more real, and even though you know that there are real people behind their characters and behind the keyboards, it's still amazing to actually see them for the first time. And then a few months later, I went out to the Penny Arcade Expo in Seattle, where I met a few more listeners, and I met ArenaNet. I know I already fanboyed out about this previously, but I just can't say it enough how much that trip deeply influenced me. I've always thought that Gail Gray was an amazing person for all the crap that she deals with in this game, and we've always joked about how people go nuts over her as a celebrity. You know, they're always like, Gail, will you marry me? And Gail, will you join my guild? And all this stuff. But she is really incredible. And it's even better in person because it just fascinates me. I don't know how to explain it. But at PAX and at this after party they had, she's running around coordinating prize giveaways or group pictures or just anything that was going on. And it was really funny for me to see the other members of ArenaNet and the fans alike just listening to her like she's a mother hen or something like that. It's amazing because she, you know, being the community coordinator, here she is coordinating the community. You know, she was certainly made for this job, and I do admire her for it. The only thing is, I have tried to get an interview with her for a long time now, but it's just too bad that it really never worked out that way, because I really would have enjoyed that. Back when Nightfall first released, I was given a free copy of the Collector's Edition, courtesy of NCSoft and ArenaNet, which I was incredibly thankful for. This was something that they did for all the fan sites, not just me, and they also sent out Christmas cards that year with most of their signatures on it. There are probably maybe 15, 20 signatures on it. And that right there, that just tickled me to death. Just going through this card, opening up this card and seeing the different names on there. You know, there's like Mike O'Brien, Jeff Strain, Gail Gray. And this is the type of thing that I will keep forever and I'll be able to tell my grandkids about one day. One of the most influential things that I left Seattle with was this even deeper fascination for the gaming industry in general. Despite my short attention span when it comes to character development, or like I like to call it, altaholicism, I had always been a one-game-at-a-time type of guy. But around this time, I was starting to stray a little bit and just see what else was out there. And I was realizing that there are a lot of good games out there other than Guild Wars. This is when I first got my taste of Tabula Rasa. And even before that, I dabbled in Lord of the Rings Online when it had first released last year. But now I was getting a little more serious about expanding my horizons. One thing that I remember fondly was in a panel held by ArenaNet at PAX, and they mentioned how they hired people who had experience across all genres, and how important that was to a real game developer. Now, I'm not expanding my gaming horizons now to eventually become a developer, but it just made me realize how positive it can be to learn about how everything works and find other games that contain other elements of gaming that I enjoy. Well, I eventually found this with Tabula Rasa, LOTRO, and Guild Wars. How crazy am I to juggle 3 podcasts, more than full-time job, and 3 MMOs simultaneously? Well, I don't really think that insanity scales go that high, but this is what I enjoy doing, and gaming journalism is something that I hope to one day make my career, because right now, the only thing keeping me from doing this as my career is, ironically, the day job that I have right now. So anyways, not long after this, we had the release of Eye of the North. I think it's a great expansion, and I almost feel bad because of the fact that I honestly never really gave it a chance. You know, I've still never finished it. I'm so close to it. I'm right at the end. But I just never, it's never really been in me to go ahead and finish that. My mind was just elsewhere at this time. I would connect to Guild Wars every day still, like I had always done for the last 2 years almost. But I'd just sit in my guild hall answering PMs, and then I'd, you know, usually be editing a podcast or doing something else online while I'm sitting in my guild hall answering PMs. And I never really played the game. I think there was probably at least a month there where I never left my guild hall, at least with my main account. I started to revisit the idea of stopping the podcast around this time, but this time doing it the right way. Just simply being at the end of my term and not doing it out of, you know, frustration or anything like that. And let me just say that I still like this game. And I'm not quitting this game. I've got a lot of PMs lately asking me why I'm quitting this game. I'm not quitting the game. I'm not in love with this game anymore. So, anyway, that's when the final decision was made to end Guildcast. Like I said, my heart just isn't into the game like it used to be. And with all the other things that I have going on now, I can't possibly be the one that you, the listeners, turn to every other week for your Guild Wars knowledge and entertainment. Since I first announced the end of Guildcast, I've received many suggestions on how to keep it going. People have said, why don't you just give it to someone else? Like the other people who have worked on it and contributed to it, why don't you just give it to them? Well, it's not really that easy, and I don't think it would be right. Plus, I did try that with on a smaller scale with the Guildcast guilds. I tried giving them away, and that never really worked out. There is a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on to give you that 40 to 60-minute show every other week. And I would probably still have to deal with most of that, like the feed maintenance and the website and all the other stuff like that. So it would be like I was giving away the credit, and I still had to do all the dirty work, which we all know is no fun. I've also been asked lately if I think that Tabula Cast or Oh My God Real Life, my other two podcasts, are going to be more successful than Guildcast, and if that's the direction I'm headed. Well, no, not at all. Not even a little bit. Because even if Tabula Rasa shut down tomorrow and I had to stop doing Tabula Cast, I'd eventually move on to something else, because this is just something that I enjoy doing the podcast without trying to be the biggest or the most popular podcast around. I just talk about what I'm passionate about, and that's it. I just really love doing it. I love, like I said, I want to be eventually a game journalist in whatever media that might be, whether it's writing magazines or writing for websites or podcasting. I really enjoy doing that. One of the biggest things about Guildcast that will always mean the most to me is its legacy. And I mean that in the most modest way possible. You know, I'm not saying my legacy. I'm not saying the legacy of Sean. I'm saying, like, I love the fact that there are other podcasts out there that were inspired by Guildcast. And this includes Virgin Worlds, as Brent has said himself in episode 100. That right there, considering the success that Virgin Worlds is experiencing, that just means the world to me. In Lord of the Rings Online, I'm in a kinship that was created mostly by Guildcast listeners. And the fact that people have continued their friendships that were born from this podcast community, and they've taken that over to another game, I think that's amazing to think that I even had a small part to play in that, even indirectly. The friendships that have developed from Guildcast are, of course, one thing, but then there's the relationships that have developed. I can think of two or three couples that met from the Guildcast community. And again, that's amazing to me. What it reminds me of is, on a much smaller scale, when I was younger, I played on this MUD, which is, of course, stands for Multi-User Dimension or Multi-User Dungeon. This MUD was called the Chatting Zone. And it was basically a large text-based chat room, but there were so many relationships that were stemmed from that MUD, including a few of my own, admittedly. That MUD has been around for, I think it's about 13 or 14 years now, which is crazy. And they were once talking about having some sort of a reunion one day with all of the children that were born because of that MUD. Now think about that for a second. I know that sounds crazy, but my own daughter would be included in that group. So that's the kind of thing that I really hope lives on. You know, from relationships to friendships to maybe how someone does their own podcast or how they play Guild Wars or any other game for that matter. How they do this stuff from now on, that's what really matters to me. If Guildcast has helped influence any one of these things positively, then it was all worth it. So where do I go from here? Well, even though this podcast is done, I do have two other podcasts. And then I have my audiobook that I've just released this last weekend called Eve of Adam. Which, if you're curious in keeping tabs on anything I'm doing, you can check out my personal website over at seanschuster.com, seanschuster.com. This is kind of like it's my personal website, and it has a personal blog on there and things like that. But it also has just kind of like a media hub for all of the things that I work on. As far as the Guildcast site itself, it will be turned into an archive of shows, and there will be two main parts that will remain, the forums and the wiki. The forums will be trimmed up a little bit, and I imagine they'll become far less active eventually, but I want to keep a place for the remaining Guildcast community to communicate for a while. The wiki will remain, but most of it will be locked because of the overwhelming amount of spammers we get on there. The Guildcast URL, which, you know, guildcast.com, will be maintained for years to come. Like I mentioned before, I renewed it for 2 years last November, so that's at least 2 years right there. And as far as Guild Wars 2 and me doing a podcast for Guild Wars 2, like I've said, I don't know. I would love to if it's something that I enjoy. I will certainly buy the game, and I'll at least give it a good chance. But knowing ArenaNet's track record for games, I'd say that there's probably a good chance that I'll love that game too. So ArenaNet, if you're listening, you have a closed beta player right here if you ever need one. Oh, and I know how you guys love those little hidden references in your game, like those pop culture references and the Easter eggs and things like that. So what I'm thinking is, who better to do some voiceover work, right? Role pal Sean, right here? Now, as far as podcasting for any young podcasters out there who, you know, might be seeking advice from me or whatever. I know I get asked that a lot, but I hardly respond usually. But I guess there's a few things that I have to say about anyone who wants to start a podcast. First off, you need to stay consistent. To me, it's really fascinating how many people rely on a set schedule. And when you break that schedule or that routine, then their faith in you becomes tainted after a while. There are so many other podcasts out there about every subject that you can think of. So chances are, if they lose their faith in you, they're just going to move on. Another very important piece of advice is to not take anything personally. This is a life lesson here. You just have to realize that you can't please everyone all the time. So just don't even try. And you can quote me on that. I've made that mistake a few times during the course of the show, and it's only come back to haunt me every single time. One person will tell me that I need to do this, and another person will tell me I need to do that. And then what I do is I end up choosing between the two, not really going from my own instinct, and then I'll get 15 emails from people who are going to stop listening to the show forever because their entire lives are disrupted now that I made that decision. And it's what makes it really hard. I mean, everyone has to make decisions, but what makes that particularly hard is the fact that it wasn't really your decision, but you just chose one. And I would let these types of things affect me negatively when I would get bad feedback from stuff. And I still do to some degree. I still, you know, I wouldn't be progressive if I didn't take feedback personally to some degree, but it's just inevitable that certain people will not like you no matter what you do or who you are. It's just the nature of humanity, and you can't change that. Not only that, they will go out of their way to make sure that you know about their disagreement with your decision. So just move on and continue to stay true to yourself and what you created your podcast to be originally. With Guildcast, I tried several different things, and I experimented with both creativity and entertainment. Now, I'm sure I lost a lot of listeners throughout these changes, but that's just me. I change regularly. Only a few times did I make a decision that was based solely on what other people told me I should do. And thinking back, every single time I regret it. So, to anyone listening to this right now, or ever, I thank you for everything you've done in regards to Guildcast. Feel free to stay in touch with me through the website at guildcast.com or at seanschuster.com, or you can email me at sean@guildcast.com or any of those methods. And once more, for the last time, be sure to tell your friends and tell your guildmates about the memory of guildcast.com. Time to say